Well, Shane, it seems like mostly good news. The government has promised $43 billion in education investments before 2019. Most of this will go into early childhood programs, with $440 million being promised to extend access for preschools. Young kids are getting 15 hours of early learning each week, which is like a huge thing for parents. So that's before they're even going to kindergarten, that parents are allowing these kids to go into schools and get used to those environments. And I'm sure it's a huge, huge break for parents who have young kids. So that's great. There's also a bit of money, close to $45 million, to help increase the opportunities for students in remote and regional areas, as well as making New Start allowances available for these students, no matter what their income bracket is. So even if they're not eligible for New Start normally, if you're from a remote or regional area, you'll be able to access New Start to be able to push these young kids or anyone from any age bracket to go to university and come into the city and do that.
Is this good news for the education sector across the board?
Well, not exactly. The higher education sector was cut by over $2 billion just this last December, and this budget does little to reverse that cut. Peak education bodies have been really vocal about how harmful these cuts might be if the government continues to roll them out. According to the Mitchell Institute, another peak body, by 2031, more than 235,000 students will miss out on a university education, the majority of which, 70%, are now just starting high school. So this is really bad news for the government, because fewer college grads means less taxable income. For every Australian who misses out on a university qualification, as a consequence of this funding freeze, the cost of the economy is approximately $471,000 in GDP and $150,000 in taxable revenue. So that's a lot of money for these governments.